The Premier of Solomon Islands' largest province says he will push for independence to maintain ties with Taiwan if there's public backing. Daniel Suidani says the people of Malaita are worried about what an impending diplomatic switch to China will mean for the province. On Monday, Taiwan ended a 36-year relationship with the country after Honiara endorsed a report to recognise China instead. But in Malaita, a people's resolution has been circulating calling for independence. Mr. Suidani told Mackenzie Smith his people are not happy with the diplomatic switch.
The national government is giving its decision now to switch to mainland China, and we can't do anything. But our concern here is because we are the only province holding the majority, the population of Malaita, of Solomon Island, rather. So we are so worried about what might happen if they pursue their idea and their belief in that democracy. So, but I remain to keep the people, to control them, to wait and see what's the latest development that can be happen if all Malaitans and others who believe in democracy will continue to push for the rights to remain with Taiwan.
This resolution that's been circulating, it's calling for the granting of independence to Malaita province, and you're saying there that if it were to be independent, it could then recognise Taiwan and stay with Taiwan.
At the moment, that idea of independence for Malaita is yet to be considered, because it has to be something that the whole of Malaita must agree upon. The members, the executive, will make sure, will go around and talk to the people in the rural place and everywhere in Malaita province, in these five regions, and we will see there what's their view, because we have been with the Taiwan government as our traditional friend. But still, during the time, even Taiwan helped us a lot. We seems to, the government every time, they promise us with major development that doesn't happen. So the people is now starting to get worried when this switch to mainland China has already happened. But then if there is any changes that the national government can do to Malaita people, that can implement some major project, because we are worried so much about, we heard rumors and maybe confirmation that the Chinese government, when they give funding to country, it becomes a loan. So that makes the people of Malaita very frightened about part of that whole thing. But with Taiwan, for the last 20 to 30 years, they help us in giving us money for development through grants. So that is where these people here have seen the help Taiwan has been offering to the people of Malaita and Solomon Islands as a whole, but then don't know how this switch of government to the mainland China happened without consulting the people.
That's the Premier of Malaita and Solomon Islands, Daniel Suidani.